A former commander of U.S. Army operations against drug traffickers in Colombia has pleaded guilty to a felony charge related to laundering drug money. At a U.S. district court in New York yesterday, Colonel James Hyatt admitted that while serving in Bogota last year, he helped his wife hide about $25,000 she had earned by selling heroin. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
At this time last year, Colonel James Hyatt was directing the U.S. military's anti-drug operation in Colombia. He commanded the 200 U.S. troops who'd been sent there to train the Colombian military to go after cocaine traffickers. But while he was fighting the drug dealers, his own wife, Lori, an admitted cocaine addict, was sending heroin packages from Bogota to New York. In court yesterday, Hyatt said his wife made two trips to New York in April and May of last year, returning with about $25,000 in cash. Prosecutors say the money was Lori Hyatt's proceeds from her heroin sales. Colonel Hyatt claimed he did not know where the money had come from, but in court he admitted that he helped her launder the cash, buying money orders from a banking facility at the embassy in Bogota and using those money orders to pay off credit card bills. Any questions Hyatt may have had about how his wife suddenly came up with $25,000 were answered in June when U.S. Army investigators told him his wife was dealing heroin. But even after learning of the charges against his wife, Hyatt continued to help her hide the money. He did not, for example, tell the Army investigators about $11,000 in cash he had stashed for her. This constituted a crime called misprision of a felony. Basically, not reporting his wife's illicit earnings. It was this charge to which Hyatt pled guilty yesterday. Federal sentencing guidelines suggest a prison term of up to 18 months for the crime. The prosecuting attorney would not say yesterday whether Hyatt is suspected of knowing more about his wife's drug dealing than he has so far admitted. A guilty plea, the attorney said, normally terminates an investigation. No matter how the case ends, it's a huge embarrassment for the Pentagon and for the Clinton administration, which is currently trying to rally support for a $1.6 billion aid package for Colombia. Much of that money would go to administer military training programs of the kind Colonel Hyatt was directing. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.